the violinist. We stepped from the Walmart into the chilly, rain-soaked parking lot that fall day. We had done versions of this many times before. The difference out there today hit me immediately. The music of an accomplished violinist crescendoed around the area and into our hearts. A gifted young man with an amplified violin was working miracles. My husband Bruce and I loaded a few bags of groceries into the trunk of the car, and turning, he took me into his arms. We danced in that parking lot through the next two songs while the musician masterfully played. Finally, when our ages told us our performance was done, my husband guided me to the car. "If we approve of his cause, we can donate what is left," Bruce said, digging some money from his pocket. We drove up to the violinist. We silently read his sign. "Please help. Need money for groceries and rent. Have four children." Then I rolled down the window to hand him the bills. "You blessed us," I whispered. Our eyes met. He thanked me, and we drove away while praying for the man and his family. May they know Jesus and be helped further. There was more. God had given us that special moment in time. We had needed it desperately that particular afternoon. Our adult son had been recently told that he needed his third brain cancer surgery. My best friend had died earlier in the month. Yet God led us to dance in the drizzle of a cold parking lot and be given the gift of glorious music. In it, we felt God's love when we needed it most. He let his love and abundant riches flow through a man who thought he was poor that day. You are truly loved by God. We can all be used. God is with us. He is with you. And God is always watching. He cares. His miracles abound every day. Look for the miracles that God has poured into your life today. You will find them just as we did that special day in the rain.